And now with a look at some of the other stories that have been making scientific headlines this week, here's Mira Senthilingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash.
Water availability across Africa could be improved significantly by tapping into reservoirs of groundwater. Writing in the journal Environmental Research Letters, Helen Bonsall from the British Geological Survey collated data from regional maps and scientific literature to map the potential yield of groundwater across the African continent. The findings estimated the total volume available to be 0.66 million kilometres cubed, more than 100 times that available on the surface annually. However, levels were found to vary greatly in different regions.
The amount of groundwater available in Africa varies considerably, and it's not available for widespread development of high-yielding boreholes across the continent. There's only large volumes of groundwater stored in North Africa, so in Libya, Chad, Algeria. In sub-Saharan Africa, where most of the population lives, there's actually much lower groundwater volume stored there. If it's exploited very carefully, then it is possible that groundwater could support small-scale drinking water supplies when there's 300 million people who don't have basic access to water.
A new effect of aspirin in the human body has been discovered by scientists at the University of Dundee. Once consumed, aspirin is rapidly broken down into the compound salicylate. When applied to human cells in the lab, Graham Hardy found that high concentrations of this compound activated the enzyme AMPK, a regulator of cell growth and metabolism. It's thought this effect of aspirin, away from its pain-killing properties, could be beneficial against a range of diseases, including cancer.
It's been found that the people who take aspirin long-term tend to have a lower incidence of cancer. So it's at least possible that the effects of taking regular aspirin on cancer might not be mediated by the sort of classical target, but might be mediated instead by this new target, which is AMPK. We haven't proved that yet, but, you know, it raises an exciting prospect that this very old drug might actually have some new applications.
A new polymer could enable cheaper, easy-to-produce solar cells. To be able to generate electricity, organic electronics such as solar cells require the use of materials that receive and release electrons readily. This usually means the use of conductors such as calcium or magnesium, which are highly reactive with air and water, and as a result are coated with thick, expensive materials to stabilise them. But now, a new polymer developed by Bernard Kiplin from the Georgia Institute of Technology has been shown to achieve this property in less reactive metals when applied to them as a thin coating.
These polymers are air stable, so they don't degrade in contact with air. And we hope that the use of air stable materials in the field of organic photovoltaics will accelerate the deployment of these technologies through a reduced cost and simpler manufacturing.
And finally, orangutans use advanced engineering skills when building their nests, according to scientists at the University of Manchester. By observing 14 orangutan nests in Sumatra, the team found that strength, flexibility and comfort were all taken into account by the apes when building their nests, with different types of branches being used for various aspects of design. Thick branches were only half split and weaved together to make a strong basket-like structure, and thinner branches were used to construct a comfortable lining to sleep on. Roland Enos is a member of the research team.
The orangutans are much more sophisticated in their use of branches in producing nests than we hitherto thought. So they seem to have some knowledge of what the properties of the wood is and how it will break and make best use of those properties. And this has implications for the evolution of intelligence. It suggests that we are not the only tool makers and that the evolution of intelligence might be related to the ability of organisms to manipulate their mechanical environment, not just their social environment.
And the work was published in the journal PNAS.
Mira Senthilingam with our Naked Scientists newsflash. Transcripts and the references for all of our news this week can be found on our website at thenakedscientists.com/news.